A week ago Sunday, when I was in Amman, Jordan, these two things happened. The Minister of Information told a conference on combating radicalization that freedom of expression can contribute to that effort. Meanwhile, in an Amman military courtroom, a man was sentenced to a year and a half in prison for a Facebook post. His offense was insulting a friendly country. The information minister, Mohammed al-Momani, spent years studying at Rice University in Houston, so he knows what Americans think of as free expression. I asked him how he thinks of it.
We think to have an open space for opinion and counter-opinion, this will strengthen the value of the society, and this will make the society stronger in resisting and in being immune from these terrorist and extremist ideology. That's why we are actually keen on protecting that space and making sure that there's freedom of expression, there's freedom of opinion allowed, of course, under the umbrella of the law.
The idea of a free space and free discourse sounds very familiar to Americans, and it sounds right. But on the other hand, you speak of the law. On the very day that you spoke of the value of a free press, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood gets jailed a year and a half for a Facebook post in which he insulted the United Arab Emirates, a friendly government. Is that consistent with freedom of expression?
I think it is. I'll tell you why. First, our laws clearly says you cannot insult a country that we have a good relationship with and we have high interest with. His statement could have been said in a different way without insulting another country. So what he said is bad-mouthing another country that could have affected the well-being of almost 250,000 of Jordanians working there.
So if he had angered the United Arab Emirates, he was saying they have a pro-Zionist foreign policy and things like that. And
even worse.
They foster extremism. And you're saying if that would jeopardize the jobs that Jordanians have in the UAE and the Emirates, then it's a danger to Jordan's economy.
Exactly. And who decides on this? Not the government of Jordan. It's a judge who will look into this.
But a military judge in this case.
A civilian judge in a military court. If this was freedom of expression, he could have voiced his opinion without actually insulting another country, jeopardizing the jobs of other Jordanians.
Free expression is conditional on national interest. And Jordan's national interests can clash with reporters' interests on several counts. Jordan is a monarchy with two wars on its borders in Iraq and Syria. It has an unpopular but peaceful and discreet relationship with Israel. It is energy poor and has very high unemployment. Jobs in nearby countries and foreign assistance are vital. So there are lots of toes to step on, and there are lots of people writing in new media who are willing to step on them.
Last week we had a piece about school curricula in Jordan and how the state is always quick to criticize radical Islam, but then there are things in our school books that are very alarming.
That's Lina Ejelot, who edits an online magazine called Heber. Its small newsroom is above a hip cafe in the center of Amman. Jordan licenses newspapers, and since 2012 it has licensed news websites too. That means, for one thing, the editor-in-chief must be a member of the Jordanian Press Association, and that requirement rules out Lina Ejelot.
The law is funny. You know, you could go to grad school, get your degree in journalism. You know, I teach at the Jordan Media Institute. We have an MA program in journalism, but I cannot be a member of the association. I mean, right now, after we got licensed, I need a six-month training to become a member, and after I become a member, I need 4 years to be allowed to be editor-in-chief of a website or any other publication.
Before her magazine was licensed, Heber, like other Jordanian websites, was shut down by the government.
And we switched to an alternative domain, and we took a moral stance against the law, and we were trying everything we can to fight this law without giving in to the idea that you're supposed to get a license from the government to run a website. Licensing is a form of soft censorship. But eventually, you know, last year, we got blocked repeatedly. So 3 times in 2 months, every time we set up an alternative domain, it gets blocked. And then we were taken to court for running an unlicensed operation. And finally, we had to make a choice, which is, do we want to dedicate all of our resources just to fighting the law, or do we want to find a way to reach our audience, you know? So we got licensed.
But are you a member of the Jordanian Press Association?
No.
Are you allowed to be editor of a website
no,
if you're
not? No, I'm not. So we actually had to hire somebody new to be our editor.
Somebody who belongs to the Jordanian Press Association.
Somebody belongs to the JPA, because that was the only way.
So on the masthead, she's the editor-in-chief?
Yeah. In practice, I'm still editor-in-chief, but yeah. on paper it's different.
You went to Columbia Journalism School for graduate school. Huh? You could work elsewhere. I mean, you were from here, but you could go work elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And let's say this isn't the most favorable media environment you could possibly choose to work in. Mm-hmm. So why do you work here?
Okay, I'm going to sound really cheesy right now, but I think we have, this is a place where there's so much that needs to be done in terms of content and stories, and it's a small team we have here, but we're very idealistic. Sometimes we sound really cynical in our conversations, but in reality, you know, we really feel that there are so many issues that need to be talked about and so many stories that need to be done and so many injustices that need to be exposed. And sometimes, you know, we do small stories sometimes or publish small pieces, and when we see the reaction and we see that there is a thirst, that there's a need for more of this content, I just feel like it's rewarding to be here.
Lena Ejelot, who, for the record, is not the editor-in-chief of the Jordanian online magazine, Heber.